is, and he is
at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught. Touchdown!
Oh my goodness!
It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50. He's in open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, with the Browns opener against the Bengals less than 5 days away, we are in full regular season mode on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great show in store. We kick off our new weekly alumni spotlight segment by reuniting that great cornerback duo, Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield. Yes, on this show, they will be the Browns' honorary captains on Sunday. We're going to hear from the Browns' quarterbacks coach, Mark Whipple, on taking Colt McCoy through the final preparations for the Bengals game. And Bernie Kosar will be making his weekly visit to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to offer all of his insights. Remember, if you can't catch the show on ESPN 850 WKNR, go to clevelandbrowns.com and listen to it live. And while you're there, be sure to read columns by yours truly and a whole lot of outstanding content by our own Matt Florjancic. Also, we highly encourage you to get the Browns' official mobile app, which is available to download for free on your iPhone and Android devices. Each day, you know this, we post a poll question on the wall of the Browns' official Facebook page. And today's poll question is, do you like that the Browns will wear all white at home in 2011? And why? With yes or no. From our Ask Vic mailbox, which you can find on the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, Lance via Facebook asks, are the Browns having trouble enticing players to sign in Cleveland? You know, new coaches, the weather, young and rich isn't as fun in Cleveland. Or are they not trying to get more different talent on the roster? Well, I don't think that's the case, Lance, at all. The Browns have chosen a path to long-term improvement by going with a younger roster developed largely through the draft. Free agents go where the money is. That's still the case, has been since free agency began. And although there might be more appealing places based on climate and availability of glitz or glamour, look at the Packers. I mean, I can't imagine young and rich being particularly fun in Green Bay. I mean, it's got to be I'm not young, nor am I rich, but I have to believe that Cleveland is a lot more fun than that town. And yet the Packers, they've stayed true to the same plan that the Browns are following, and guess what? It works. All right, coming up next, couple minutes, a conversation with Bernie Kosar on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here for It's Just Lunch. Guys, I've done it. It's fun. It's personal. It's easy. There's no pressure. You meet a lot of great ladies who are all selected just for you. Call the Independence office at 216-328-9000 or go online at itsjustlunchcleveland.com. The professionals at It's Just Lunch take care of everything. They select your matches, schedule the date, make the reservation for lunch or drinks after work. You just show up and have all the fun. I've had a blast with it, guys. Get out and have some fun yourself. Call It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000, and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
40 eastbound slow 77 to the Valley View Bridge. You've got 71 northbound slow west 25th to the Interbelt Bridge. Interbelt southbound slow Superior to 77 inbound East Shoreway at Dead Man's Curve. You are backing up there. We've got Lakeside east and westbound closed between West 3rd and East 6th for movie filming, plus Lakeside at Ontario. A broken water main blocking things there. Broadway between East 9th and East 14th now closed permanently as part of the Interbelt Bridge construction. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, the all-new four-pack ticket plan is on sale now. Choose four great Browns home games, including the sold-out home opener against the Bengals on September 11th, or the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information on how you can build your four-pack ticket plan, visit the Browns Ticket Office behind Section 104 or ClevelandBrowns.com today.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And we welcome aboard Bernie Kosar. Bernie, how you doing?
Doing good. Ready for some regular season football to commence.
Absolutely. And the Browns have their roster down to the final 53. Bernie, let's walk through what they've done here. Now, with regard to the position that always draws the closest attention from you, quarterback, they had intended, Tom Heckert said, to go into the season with just two quarterbacks, Colt McCoy, Seneca Wallace. Turns out that they pick up a guy named Thaddeus Lewis, who had been with St. Louis, familiarity there with Pat Shurmur, to be the third quarterback, replacing Jarrett Brown. Give me your thoughts on Thaddeus. I know you know him well from Miami.
Yeah, you know what? I've studied him and watched him for probably 5 or 6 years. And, you know, and it's Jarrett Brown was the guy who early in training camp opened a lot of eyes and definitely has tons of physical tools and should probably continue trying to play quarterback. He just hasn't had enough experience in the pro-style type offense right now to really be able to play at this NFL level in the regular season. But he has tons of talent. Whereas Thaddeus Lewis, a kid from North Miami down here in South Florida, went to Duke, watched him play in the ACC in high school and the ACC for the last 4 or 5 years. Last year was signed as a undrafted free agent with St. Louis. I actually worked with him in the Texas versus the Nation college all-star game where Howard Schnellenberger invited me to be out there with him. I spent the week watching him practice, and he's an incredibly accurate quarterback with very good feet and athleticism. His arm strength's average, but, boy, he's accurate with the football.
Among the other last-minute moves that the Browns made was acquiring a veteran guard named Artis Hicks. Had some time in Philadelphia. Certainly Pat Shurmur knows him from there. The Browns having a rookie start at left guard and Jason Pinkston replacing Eric Steinbach. But what do you make of the acquisition of Hicks and the idea that for him this is really a new language, as he put it, learning this offense?
Well, I really like this move. This is something where, let's face it, at this point the guys are available for a reason. So in terms of getting the Hall of Fame caliber person, that's not really realistic. But to fill up kind of patches or holes in your on your our team right now, this is a nice thing. And with Eric Steinbach being hurt and with Pinkston being a rookie tackle trying to start at guard, it may happen, but just in case it isn't working out, to have a little insurance policy like Hicks, who has played multiple positions along the offensive line for a significant amount of years, gives you a little, I think, comfortness to have a guy who, in case Pinkston isn't going to work out, to give Colt McCoy and that offensive line a little more depth on the offensive line front.
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar making his regular visit with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The running back position rounds out, maybe with a slight surprise. A lot of us thought perhaps the Browns would go outside the roster they took to training camp to find a backup after the Brandon Jackson injury. And, of course, now he's done for the year. But behind Peyton Hillis, Montario Hardesty, they do end up going with undrafted rookie Armon Smith, who certainly showed a lot of flashes. That 81-yard touchdown run sticks in everyone's mind, of course, in the preseason, the speed that he shows. But he also had this fumbling issue. And, you know, there were a lot of us who thought, okay, Union College, a small school kid, he's got to develop a little and maybe end up on the practice squad. Instead, he's their third running back going into week one.
Well, first and foremost, an injury like Brandon Jackson, who is, I think, an excellent free agent signing to add some depth and a different type of weapon through the offseason. That injury and the length and severity of that injury definitely was an issue. And what's an issue to one person is an opportunity to another. And Armon Smith took advantage of it, played well in the preseason. Yes, those three or four plays where he fumbled shows that there is work to do. But just like we were saying about Hicks and him filling an area to add some depth and add some experience to the offensive line, you're available for a reason this time of the year. And there's no question the Browns scoured the waiver wire. And maybe a guy like Chester Taylor, who Arizona ended up picking up from Chicago, but a 10-year, 11-year veteran like Chester Taylor was, who was available at the running back position, that's not really, I think, the situation the Browns are looking at. And if they could develop a guy with potential and speed like Armon Smith, I think the Browns wanted to maybe go in that direction. And knowing that he's probably not ready to carry the load just exactly yet, but giving him that experience and grooming to hopefully give him some potential and the Browns some potential down the road.
And, Bernie, this went from a team that was pretty old last year, an older roster, to a team now that comes in as one of the younger clubs entering the regular season with I think it's only, nine players who are 30 and older on this roster, this final 53 roster. What does that tell you about this team, and do you worry at all that it might be a little too young going into the regular season?
Well, statistically, Vic, you hit it probably right on the head. I would, not knowing if I'm accurate or not, but venture to guess that no other NFL team has gotten this young this fast. And probably, and again, not to cast arrows at anybody in the past, but the team probably was a little too old for a team not really competing for the playoffs like we were the last year or two. So this kind of youth movement is probably in the best interest of the Cleveland Browns and the organization. There's no doubt you need to get some experience with some of these young guys, and early in the season, you know, depth depth and experience is something that the coaches I know are going to look closely at.
Great stuff, Bernie. As always, we look forward to talking with you again at the end of the week as we get into the matchup against the Bengals.
Sounds good, Vic.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium, whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube. Be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
This is Jim Swayze. I know you hear me talk about the fun and the fantastic treasure hunt we always have at Half Price Books and their helpful staff. Hey, while losing yourself among their incredible selection is half the fun, sometimes you can get, well, a little lost. For example, Uncle Wiley said, "Next time you're at Half Price Books, get me a copy of Who Moved My Cheese?" So I'm in the cooking section when one of the employees spotted I was having a little bit of trouble. "Can I help?" he says. "Looking for a copy of Who Moved My Cheese?" says I. He chuckled and said, "Let's move our cheese to the business section because that's a business book. I'll show you right where it is." Cheesy Uncle Wiley may have been playing a little game with me, but with all the helpful folks at Half Price Books, I come out the winner. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Join the herd with Joe Hayden every Monday night at Harry Buffalo Parma Heights for X's and O's with the pros. Monday Night Football with Joe Hayden is presented by Harry Buffalo and Sunnyside Audi all season. Joe Hayden live every Monday night at Harry Buffalo Parma Heights.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rota here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy do they have some great deals for you this month, imported from Detroit for their summer clearance event. You can drive the same car I'm driving, the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200, nicely equipped with 0% APR for up to 72 months while supplies last. As for my man Rick Heller, he told me he's got about 60 of these new Chrysler 200s for you to pick from. I'm loving the new Chrysler 200, sweet looking car, oh yeah, it rides great, has all the new technology you need a car, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and see these deals for yourself. Save on quality cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Call the Ganley team right now at 440-232-2121 for more info and tell them the Roadman sent you. See dealer for complete details.
Tune into High School Hysteria Rewind every Saturday morning, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic Sports Health.
And we thank you for joining, for giving us this portion of your day with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with their 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, "I love my windows." This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. With Browns quarterbacks coach Mark Whipple here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to see you. Good afternoon.
All right. Well, let's talk about getting ready for this opener now, the real deal, with regard to Colt McCoy and in preparing him to start his first full season as a starter. How different is the mindset, you think, of a guy who in year two knows he's in that role versus – a year ago this time when he was you know, a third guy in the depth chart.
He's a conscientious hard worker. The good thing about the Bears game was we got a lot of good work before the game with Josh Cribbs and Muhammad Rasekoi, and some timing things because they were a little bit healthier and had good work there. And so you know, I think he'll be ready. He'll be ready to go. He's a guy that prepares, and you know, we're just working on some things today, and we're ready to get to practice tomorrow.
The fact that he didn't play against the Bears in that fourth preseason game. How do you, and even if he did play, like some teams did play their starters, but sparingly, so it wouldn't have been much, but the fact that he didn't play at all, how do you sort of compensate for, if you have to, for any time that he needs on the practice field or in the film room or whatever? How do you sort of adjust to that?
Well, he prepared just like he was going to be the starter, like he was going to start, and we didn't really tell him until the day of the game or the day before. So mentally, he could go through the process, and the preparation was that week. The format was the same as it would be this week for Cincinnati, with the time that would come in and meet and the times the quarterback meetings and the individual time I'd have with him. So he's gone through a week of preparation, of game week preparation, and handled that really well. And obviously Seneca then played, and but Colt will get most of the reps. He'll get almost all the reps this week, and you know, and we'll get timing with the other guys. Hopefully we get a few of those other guys back, and they look pretty good over the weekend. So you know, we'll see tomorrow morning.
And as you saw him from the guy that you started with at the beginning of training camp to the guy that you see today in meetings, what's your judgment of that line, that curve? I mean, did he have, you know, was there a progress that you saw noticeably, or was he already there kind of when you got him?
Well, you know, I knew that he was a guy that was going to be prepared because of the work he did this summer. On his own or organizing, but what he knew in his recall when he came back, and a little time we had spent, or just that time on the phone that one day, really. Mm-hmm. And then it's just the reps of the different plays. You know, there's, you know, we mentioned before, Vic, the it's probably 3 years before somebody gets every pass play against enough coverages that you feel comfortable with. So there's going to be some new things in each game plan that he's got to know where his progressions are, and then what he's going to do against cover two, what's he going to do against a blitz area, what's he going to do against a fire zone blitz. So all those things come into play, and then you just keep building on it. So, but he's a guy that works at it, that'll call you on the phone or text and those things. So he's a tremendous person to coach, and a great kid.
Browns quarterbacks coach Mark Whipple joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As you've gauged Colt's development, is it more about focusing on the mechanics of his game at this stage, or the comfort, because he's dealing with a new offense compared to what he ran in his previous season in the NFL, his only other season in the NFL, about just getting the feel for that? Or do they go hand in glove?
Well, the fundamentals are always important, and you're always talking about that, and you know, in the steps and his progressions. Now, with Cincinnati, brings in a little bit different because, you know, Coach Zimmer's been around the league a long time. He's got a lot of different packages. We're not sure what we're going to get. It's maybe a little different than with the Bears game, where you knew you were going to get certain things that Lovie would do. But so this is a little bit more of probably a mental challenge and different looks. And they've got two really good corners, and they got some veterans, and they got a good D line. So, but we still got to focus on what we're going to do, and that's where maybe the extra preparation over the weekend that we had, he got a few more reps than he normally would, is really beneficial for him. And every rep's important. And to me, that's the way he approaches it. He's a guy that wants the reps. Hey, give me another one. Or afterwards, hey, let's work on this, work on that. What do you see here and there? So I think the only thing he has to really adjust to is, hey, when you're playing this position in the National Football League, bad things are going to happen. And you just got to let it go. And he's such a tremendous person, and so conscientious. Sometimes he has a hard time with, maybe it's a bad footwork or an interception that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And just let it go and go to the next play so it doesn't compound itself, because everybody here has got confidence. And I think as he continues to play, then his leadership and control of the offense will just come, you know, day to day and week to week as he has more success.
Are there particular challenges that the Bengals defense presents that he's got to be most mindful of, Sonny?
Yeah, I think they do a really good job of mixing their looks. You know, the safety plays, they've got some veteran safeties back there, been in the league a while, and they got two outstanding corners and Pro Bowl guys. Certainly got a good front, and they got a good football team in it. And watching all the games last year, they play hard. Marvin's done a really good job in getting the team, I think, where he wants it. I had experience with him when I was at Pittsburgh. We played him 7 times my 3 years there. They always play hard. They believe in Coach Lewis and the people they've got on staff, and they're aggressive, and you know, we'll have challenges. We'll have an opportunity to make plays, and like in anything in this league, you're probably gonna have 3 or 4 chances to maybe throw a touchdown pass, and if you can, they don't come very often. You can't miss those, and if we can be successful there, then we stand a good chance to win a game.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Coach.
Sure.
All right, Mark Whipple, quarterbacks coach for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard, but you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tailgating? What's that?
Glad you asked. Long ago, I dreamed of a place where I could pour cold beer down my face. Now that wish has come true, and I can't wait to invite you, because I'm going tailgating.
He's going tailgating.
A place where I can watch football day long.
Tell me more.
Wings, they taste like freedom fried, and there are screens from side to side with every single game in town. There's no reason to frown, cause we're going tailgating, a place where we can watch football all day long.
Let's grab a cold beer.
We're going tailgating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Visit the newly remodeled locations in Strongsville and Medina.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Fausto Carmona takes the bump for the Tribe tonight as they try to bounce back from their loss to the Tigers last night. They'll have a little extra help, though, as Jason Kipnis has been called back to the Major League roster after a hamstring and oblique injury has kept him out for over 2 weeks. He'll be in the lineup batting sixth. They'll get underway in about 30 minutes. They find themselves 7.5 games behind the Tigers for first place in the AL Central. The Browns have an off day today, but the depth chart was released. And as of now, Brian Rybicki and Mohamed Mastikwa listed as the starting wide receivers. Also, starting right guard Tony Pashos, guard tackle Tony Pashos, was in a walking boot at practice yesterday. Coach Shermer said it's because of a sore foot. And for the Bengals, still no news on rumored return of quarterback Carson Palmer. He sat out all of training camp looking for a trade. Speculation is that quarterback Andy Dalton will start for Cincy. And the new AP poll is out in college football. Ohio State up to number 15 after their win over Akron on Saturday. More with Cleveland Browns Daily coming up. I'm Will Burge.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the cornerback just said, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. And beginning tonight and running throughout the regular season on this show is our weekly alumni spotlight. And we are kicking this off in style with legendary Browns cornerbacks, the former corners for this team, Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield. They will be the honorary captains for Sunday's opener. So happy to have both of you with us.
First of all, this has got to be so exciting to see the itinerary of what's coming up for you on Sunday. I mean, just the fact that you're going to be walking out about 3 to 5 minutes or so before the Browns team is introduced from the tunnel, and it's going to be your moment in the spotlight. I mean, they're going to announce you. The crowd's going to be fired up. You're going to be coming out in the field. I know that part of it isn't new because you both did that through your playing careers, but to do this now, how special is that going to be, Hanford?
It's going to be really special. I remember when we played, we used to come out of the dugout. You know, back then in the old stadium, it was coming through the little tunnel and climbing those stairs, and then just taking a look to your right or to your left, and straight ahead down at the dog pound, and watching everybody and just watching the adrenaline get you going. But it's going to be exciting for us because I know I'm in pretty good shape and Frank is in pretty good shape, and we could probably play about 10 plays.
Nice. What do you think, Frank?
Hey, I was right with him step for step because he got that point about we're in pretty good shape and we can play 10 plays.
I know who's in really good shape, and that's your son, Chase. He's a senior cornerback at Virginia. They played their first game this past Saturday against William & Mary, 40-3 victory. How proud is Papa to have a son there who is a standout cornerback at the collegiate level?
Well, I am extremely proud. And, now I realize that the decision I made long time ago to not go into coaching and to stay close to home and help him with his development was the right decision. Chase has done extremely well. He graduated from college in 3 years. He's now presently working on his master's degree in education at the University of Virginia. And if everything goes well, it looks like he's going to be a number one draft pick if he plays well and don't get hurt this year.
Outstanding. Couldn't be happier. And Hanford, from your standpoint too, you knew this guy as a little guy, and now to see him develop into this soon to be pro corner, just following in the footsteps of dad and following in the footsteps of Uncle Hanford.
Well, you know, watching Chase, I always knew Chase was going to be a lot better than his daddy. You know. His daddy was good, but he thought he was a lot better than he really was. You know, I always knew Chase was gonna. Chase, you know, I don't know if you know this, Chase is a lot bigger too. He's a lot bigger than his dad, and he's faster.
What's the height weight dimensions here, Frank? Is he saying this right?
Hey, Chase's a little bit bigger. He's 6'1", right at 185. Okay. I played at Cleveland at 5'9", about 185.
All right.
Minnie, I have a quick question. And I know Chase is got to be a student of the game because I know that's one thing that you thing about Frank and I, when we played an opponent, we pretty much knew everything that they were going to do before they did it. And Frank, did you teach him that or did he just pick it up on his own?
Oh, no, man. Chase has been studying game film since he was 6 years old.
Whoa.
When he was
the tape was in Little League football, we would have this big old 36-inch TV. You know how big a 36-inch TV was back then.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
With all that excess stuff that was on the back. We could just barely get it in the car. We used to pack it around, and we used to have one of the parents videotape the games. And I'll be running back and forth saying, hey, you're supposed to be doing this. You got to turn right here, turn left here.
Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield joining us. Hanford in studio, Frank on the line from Kentucky. Our alumni spotlight, both will be honorary captains for Sunday season opener against the Bengals. Going to be wearing their wearing Browns jerseys. Of course, Hanford will have his number 29, and Frank will have his number 31. You're going to participate in the coin toss, which will be very cool as honorary captains. Let me ask you this, guys, because you bring up Chase, and we talk about modern football versus what you played, which was modern, but a little while ago. I've heard it said time and again that your physicality, and of course, guys like Boomer Esiason said this, so we'll take it with a grain of salt, former Bengal, maybe a ton of salt, that you couldn't play your style today because both of you were so physical. How do you answer that?
I take it as a compliment. I take it as a compliment. That's the way the game was called. If they would have called the game a different way, the Midhaps would have played a different game. If they wanted us to backpedal and not touch them, we still would have been some of the best players in the game, even if we didn't play bump and run. But at the time, they let us bump and run, and the rule was we could do whatever we could do anything and everything that we wanted to do as long as we didn't hold it. And me and Hamper, we never held a person.
And I well, I never got caught. I'll say that. But
the key was not getting caught.
But you know what, Minnie, I agree with you. And I, there's no question we would be. In my personal opinion, I think we'd be able to play today because the rules are that you could pretty much be physical with them and do what you want to do within the first 5 yards. And right. It was pretty much the same when we played. I mean, when you look at a lot of cornerbacks today, Vic, they're afraid to bump. I mean, they're afraid to bump and run because one thing they're afraid of, they're afraid that they will miss. And if they miss the guy, they know he's gone. See, that's one thing Frank and I, we prided ourselves on. We wanted to jam. We wanted to get in their face. We wanted to take away what they were trying to do. And I think that's one of the things that made us such good corners.
When I think of that Browns defense that both of you were a part of, and that era. I mean, I know there were 9 other guys who played, did their job, and had to be doing something right because your team was a successful team, obviously, year in, year out. But it seemed to me that was a defense defined by how the two of you played, that it started with your ability to kind of lock some things down and that opened some things up for others. How did you see the way the system was sort of set up for the way the two of you played?
Well, I would tell you that the whole defense was designed around me and Hanford being successful on the corners. Now, I would also tell you that it kind of evolved to that because me and Hanford started having success on the corners, and we started asking for more responsibility. We used to complain when the defensive coordinator would call a zone defense. We would complain anytime he would call anything that wasn't a man-to-man and didn't have one single safety. We all we wanted was one safety in the middle of the field, and we wanted to play a man-to-man across the board with everybody else. And as long as we did that, we knew that our defense could have success. And we wanted to do what it took for us to win. And if we played zone, we weren't going to win the football game.
And Vic, to come in on that, we got a kick out of not even having to go to the huddle. I mean, we didn't like going to the huddle. We wanted to stay right there on our corners, or if we had a certain guy, if Frank had a certain guy, if I had a certain guy, you know, I would get in the middle field or in the middle of the field, or he would go to one side or the other, and we would just be there on the line of scrimmage because we knew that we pretty much had that guy man-to-man all over the field wherever he was going. And that's the way we wanted, and that's the way we like to play.
So the call wasn't all that relevant from the standpoint of you knew what you had to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then sometime, you know, depending on what man-to-man defense was called, I mean, you will know if you're going to get any help. Like, you'll know, for instance, if you have a guy in the middle of the field talking about the safety, or you would know if there's no help in the middle. But overall, the overall picture, we knew that we, and what, the way we wanted to play it was man-to-man, heads up, we take our guy.
Frank, you mentioned how Chase had been studying film from a very early age, and that film studying, it was a big part of what both of you guys did. Break that down a little bit for us, that to what extent was the being the student of the game like for you, and then Hanford can answer this as well.
Well, First, I'd like to point out that I'm the one that taught Hanford how to study film.
Hey, you know what? How did I know this was good?
Boy, did I set you up on that.
You know what? I knew this was coming.
I'm sorry. That really wasn't a setup.
I knew he was going to, you know, stick that dagger in.
Hey, when I got to Cleveland, they used to say, don't let Hanford take his film home because I woke up gay.
That's great.
It is just said that they put a $100 bill in one of the film canisters.
And when the film was with Minnie, he brought the film back, and the $100 was still in there, so they knew he didn't open up the can of film.
Nice.
I mean, that was, when I got to Cleveland, I taught Hanford that the defensive and offensive coordinators like to do the same thing over and over. And that the way the receivers use the width of the field was pretty consistent with what patterns they wanted to run.
Okay.
And so what we would do, we'd go play by play, and we would chart where they lined up, what was the formation, what was the motion, and then at the end of the day, we would sort that information and put all the plays where the receiver lined up in a certain position together, all the plays that it was a formation and he ran a certain route, we put those together. And then before you knew it, you saw a pattern starting to form. And that pattern was based on the beliefs of the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And so that's what I've been teaching Chase for probably about the last 6 years, is how you take that information, sort it so you can start to see a pattern forming. Now, Hanford probably still don't understand that philosophy, but he tried to learn that part.
Let me ask you this: did how beneficial was it for you guys to face the offense that you faced in practice every day? Was there some element there that enhanced your game, because you certainly had an offense that wasn't bashful about throwing the football?
Well, you know what, you're exactly right, and because obviously we went against guys like Bernie Kosar, who still to me was the best quarterback. Obviously you had Marino, Elway, and those guys, but Bernie was right up there with them.
Right.
And we had Webster Slaughter, who, as far as jamming and getting off the line of scrimmage, I mean, he was, pretty much the best. I mean, very, very a flexible guy, especially when you catch him in the slot. But, again, we had Brian Brennan, who was just excellent. Minifield and Brian, this was classic, man. They used to have those classic battles.
In practice.
But, Vic, you know what we did? Those guys and us, we, as corners, what Minnie and I decided to do, like, we were talking, we said, okay, let's do this. Let's disrupt their whole practice, and what that means is we're just going to go out and we are just like game time situation. We are just going to go after them in practice, and the battle was on. But as a result, we made them better. They made us better, and I agree with you. We had a great offense to go against.
Hanford Dixon in studio. We've got Frank Minifield on the line from Kentucky. They are going to be the honorary Browns captains for Sunday's opener against the Bengals at Cleveland Browns Stadium. You're going to want to be there to watch them come out of the tunnel before the team, and then at midfield for the coin toss, wearing Browns jerseys. It's going to be really a beautiful thing on Sunday. I've got to ask you this, because you're synonymous with so many things, not only great play at the corner position, but the formation of the dog pound, and basically there would be no dog pound if and explain to me how this came about, but basically its origin started with you, Hanford.
Well, to tell you the truth, the way this whole dog pound, I mean, we were back in, we used to have training camp over in Lakeland Community College.
Okay.
And, you know, at the time, Lakeland Community College, the fans were just so close to the field. I mean, not like today. I mean, obviously, you know, they could feel you, they could touch you and that type of thing. And you know, me, I was thinking of, back being from down south, I was thinking about how old dog chase a cat. And the dogs initially was meant for the defensive linemen. The defensive linemen too, because, you know, we had the great corners, we had the Pro Bowl corners, but we just didn't have the great, great pass rush. Taking nothing away from Big Daddy and those guys, but we just didn't have that pressure coming the quarterback. And so told those guys, said, look, think of that quarterback as a cat. You guys are the dogs. We're going to bark at you. Frank and I, you know, we got together and start barking. And the fans, I mean, before we knew it, the fans that took over this whole thing. And initially it was meant for the defensive line, but then the fans labeled it pretty much the whole defense. And then the whole team and everybody was the dogs before we could patent this thing. And, you know, turn around NFL properties, and you talking about still hot right now today about that one.
And it's something that in talking about competing against the Browns, Frank, that was as much a presence of as the fact that as you two as perennial Pro Bowl corners are there doing your job and the defense and offense doing its job, that fan element brought about by the dog pound was something that most opponents struggled with. All opponents struggled with.
Well, you know, I was real disappointed during the time when the dog pound was really on the national conversation, was right in the national conversation of what's right and what's wrong in football. And, you know, they seen the dog pound throwing things onto the field. And so it was a whole lot of people that voiced their opinion thinking that the dog pound was a bad thing. And all along I was saying, look here, you know, when you go to Denver, the altitude in Denver isn't that gives Denver an advantage. When you go to Seattle, that dome that we used to play in would be so loud, it would give them an advantage. I said, when you come to Cleveland, our dog pound gave us an advantage. And the old stadium, old municipal stadium, it gave us an advantage because people hated to come there to play us. Because they had to deal with the dilapidated nature of the old stadium. They talk about the water be cold during January and December. And they was complaining to me like I was going to be sympathetic to that. I was glad the water was cold. I was glad they had to hang their helmet on a nail. I was glad of it. And because I felt that the dog pound, the stadium, the whole environment gave us a competitive edge on anybody that showed up at Cleveland Stadium.
Oh, that's great. And get us caught up, Hanford, what you got going these days? Give people up to date on what Hanford Dixon's up to now.
Well, I'm still here in Cleveland. Absolutely love it here. I do TV, radio. That keeps me pretty busy. Like I just told Frank, I just got back doing a national game in Kentucky. Got a game Saturday at Cleveland Brown Stadium. I think that's the Cleveland Classic college game. But doing TV, doing radio, also always been a real estate broker with Platinum Real Estate, and that's keeping me pretty busy. I got my golf tournament coming up September 26th with my foundation, the Right Path Foundation, where we help inner city kids and the homeless, give scholarship to kids. So that's coming up September 23rd.
Where?
September 26th at Windmills Lake. That's in Ravenna. That's Kent State's home course. So anybody that's interested in that, please give me a call because we will love to use 216-373-7729. That's 216-373-7729. That's enough.
And how about you, Frank?
Oh, I'm just in Kentucky trying to be a great father, a good citizen of the state of Kentucky. every chance I get to help out, I try to take it. Presently, I serve as the chair of the board of directors of University of Louisville. I serve on the community trust bank here locally. I'm one of the largest minority suppliers to the Toyota motor manufacturing here in the state of Kentucky. It's been a real good run. I think that, you know, when I left football, I was really torn between whether or not I wanted to be a coach or whether or not I wanted to go back home and just be an entrepreneur. And I believe the decision to go back home to be an entrepreneur was a real good fit for me. You know, life has been pretty easy here in the state of Kentucky. And but I miss the North Coast. I miss Cleveland. When I see things about the Cleveland Browns and about the city of Cleveland, it always brings back great memories and fond memories, I would say. And I really miss it and love when I go back to.
All right. Hanford Dixon, Frank Minifield, you'll see them Sunday being honored. Probably going to hear a lot of barking in that stadium, I'm just going to guess. It's much more coming up on Cleveland Browns. There it is. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. That's what I was waiting for. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll up our sleeves, working together to achieve your future goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
With WatchESPN.com and the Watch ESPN app, you get ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, and more live on your computer, iPhone, and iPad thingies. It's all the sports you want to watch, wherever you are. Wander on over to WatchESPN.com or download the Watch ESPN app pronto. Available with Time Warner Cable.
College football is here, and Time Warner Cable and ESPN have you covered all season long. Catch all the action on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, ESPNU online or on the go with WatchESPN.com and the WatchESPN app for Android and Apple devices. Switch to Time Warner Cable today and access the ESPN networks live anywhere. Sign up for Time Warner Cable digital TV and Roadrunner broadband for as low as $89.90 per month. Call 1-800-TW-CABLE today. Limited time offer. New residential customers only. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here for It's Just Lunch. Guys, I've done it. It's fun, it's personal, it's easy, there's no pressure. You meet a lot of great ladies who are all selected just for you. Call the Independence office at 216-328-9000 or go online at itsjustlunchcleveland.com. The professionals at It's Just Lunch take care of everything. They select your matches, schedule the date, make the reservation for lunch or drinks after work. You just show up and have all the fun. I've had a blast with it, guys. Get out and have some fun yourself. Call It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600.
So pleased to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us now is the Browns Director of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey. Renee, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, with Sunday being the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and I know the Browns do plenty of work with military and service organizations. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Certainly. Citizenship is one of our 4 focus areas for the Browns, and this really encompasses the support of the individuals throughout Northeast Ohio who are really committed to making the country and our community safe. And we're very proud to be able to honor them and recognize them for the grateful service that they provide for us. One of the terrific initiatives by the Browns organization is one that was created by Alan Norma Lerner right after 9/11, and it's called the Hero Fund. And it's one that was created in order to aid 1 family each from New York City Fire, as well as police departments who suffered the loss of a parent during the 9/11 attacks. And it was designed to create not only financial support, but also emotional support for the families until the youngest child reaches 18 years of age. And it's one that we're very proud of and very proud to call these 2 families a part of our extended family.
Another program that was created by the Browns is Hats Off to Our Heroes.
Hats Off to Our Heroes is a program that was created after 9/11, and it was designed to recognize the commitment and service of those dedicated to our local communities in our country. And it entails an honor row, and it's a row of seats at each of our home games. And we honor each of our local military and service organizations during the year. And there's a beautiful tribute that's played at the end of first quarter. We're proud to be an American heirs, and typically we get a standing ovation for all those individuals. So not only is it a terrific program for the Browns to show their support, but also all of our fans in Northeast Ohio to pay their respects. And for the home opener, we thought it was very, very fitting to keep that row empty as a way to symbolize all of the lives that were lost on 9/11. And so we're very proud to be able to do that this game, in addition to many other game day elements that we'll be doing.
And another unique event was the motorcycle rally held by Browns President Mike Holmgren. It was his idea to have this, and you held it in July.
It was a very successful event. It was the inaugural event, and it was an idea that he brought to us from the Green Bay Packers as well as Seattle. He did the event in both 2 markets, and it was something that he wanted to do to bring support to our local Marines, and it went very well, and we're very excited that it will continue to be an annual event.
Great stuff, Renee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, and earlier today we posted our daily poll question via the Browns official Facebook page. The question was, do you like the Browns, the fact that the Browns will wear all white at home in 2011? Yes, no, and why? Pretty close vote here. 56% of you voted yes. Some of the comments from Robin: it represents power football. Lacey, just one word, tradition. Jenny, it's all female responses here. Of course, Robin could be a guy. But Jenny, reminds me of the glory days with Bernie and the gang. I love that one. 44% of you, of course, saying no. Joe surmises these comments by saying, lighter colors indicate the good guys, since the home crew are the good guys. They are wearing white against the darker evil shades of the enemy's colors. Okay, that's from Joe. That's very interesting, but that's why we post these poll questions. Interesting responses. We also answer your questions from the Ask Vic mailbag posted at the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Max via Facebook asks, what do retired players do when it's time to quit playing? If they're not coaching, then what is out there for them. All right, Max. Well, the thought, you know, as I look at this is a good question, because in light of the launch of our weekly alumni spotlight, you heard that Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield, you know, when they caught us up with what they were doing, having success in respective business ventures outside of football, and actually not that many former players get into coaching. They realize the crazy hours and the nomadic existence of constantly uprooting and moving is not for them. And a select few get into broadcasting at that network level, you know, the higher paid gigs for broadcasters. But there are very few of those opportunities available compared with the number of former players out there who would like to get them. Most of these guys retire young from football, so they're young men trying to get back in the professional world. Question about the depth chart, how it looks at tight end, wide receiver. I like it at both positions. I think Greg Little going to make an impact as a rookie. I like Joshua Cribbs being a factor, because I think this offense is just right for his run after catch ability. Some thank yous: Bernie Kosar, Mark Whipple, Hanford Dixon, Frank Minifield, Renee Harvey, Kristen Ribelli, Jameer Howerton, and Will Burge. We'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.